This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The death toll in the Hamas incursion into Israel has now risen to 700, the largest single-day death toll in Israel history. At least 300 Palestinians have died in retaliatory Israeli airstrikes.
Many are describing Hamas's surprise incursion as Israel's 9/11. The death toll jumped dramatically as hundreds of young people who were at a party in a forest near Gaza apparently were killed. The Israeli army said more than 100 Israelis were kidnapped and taken to Gaza. Among them, the elderly women and children. Hamas declared victory and cited military achievements against Israel. Israel continued to bombard Gaza with airstrikes that have killed hundreds of Palestinians. Israel says it has taken dozens of Hamas gunmen as prisoners. Linda Gradstein for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Supporters of Israel and backers of the Palestinians caused rallied in American cities Sunday over the conflict that has killed hundreds and wounded thousands in the Middle East. In New York City, a skirmish broke out between opposing demonstrators near the United Nations compound. More than 2,000 people have died in western Afghanistan following the earthquakes and aftershocks there.
Many survivors now depend on life-saving care in crowded emergency rooms like this one in Herat province. Afghanistan is a mountainous country prone to earthquakes. According to the Reuters news agency, diplomats and aid officials say the ruling Taliban's strict restrictions on women and human rights in general have led to donors and aid agencies backing out of the country. The Washington Post reports first responders compared the damage of these recent quakes to one from 2022 that killed at least 1,000 people.
That's VOA's Arash Arabasadi reporting. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A surge in rail traffic on North Korea's Russia border suggests arms supplies to Russia. That's according to a U.S. think tank.
Beyond Parallel, a website run by the Washington-based Center for Strategic and International Studies think tank, says recent satellite photos show a sharp increase in rail traffic along the North Korea-Russia border, indicating the North is supplying munitions to Russia. It says satellite images as of a few days ago captured a dramatic and unprecedented level of freight railcar traffic on the border. Speculation about a possible North Korean plan to refill Russia's drained arms inventory flared last month when North Korean leader Kim Jong-un traveled to Russia to meet President Vladimir Putin. Joe Ramsey, VOA News, Washington.
The U.S. Congress Republican Party members will be meeting behind closed doors early this week in an effort to find the winning candidate for the Speaker of the House, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Insiders say they need to reach a private consensus over the two announced contenders, Louisiana's Steve Scalise and Ohio's Jim Jordan, noting arguments last week nearly came to blows with the ouster of former Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Florida Congressman and Trump loyalist Matt Gaetz, who set the removal in motion, says on NBC's Meet the Press, it will all be worked out soon. Former President Donald Trump Friday endorsed Jim Jordan, who heads the House Judiciary Committee, for the Speaker's job. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Russian forces shelled southern Kherson region and other parts of Ukraine Sunday, killing at least two people and injuring a dozen more. That's according to Ukrainian officials. The general in charge of the Ukraine ground forces said troops were advancing on the eastern front in Kyiv's counteroffensive to evict Russian invaders. The general staff of Ukraine's armed forces said that troops had beaten back attacks on five sectors of the 1,000-kilometer-long front. Meanwhile, there's more dissent in Britain over who shall be moving forward with certain elections. That is said to be sorted out coming Monday. Recapping one of our top stories, more than 2,000 people have died in western Afghanistan following earthquakes and aftershocks with a magnitude of 6.3, according to a Taliban spokesperson. And the United Nations says hundreds of homes have been destroyed as a result. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.